One of the first issues the court could address is whether or not Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has the right to bring this case in the first place. Van Hollen sued the Government Accountability Board to try and force it to use its new voter database to check the identification of anyone who's registered since January of 2006. Democrats say Van Hollen wants to suppress Democratic votes. They've claimed he has a conflict of interest in this case since he's the Wisconsin co-chair of John McCain's presidential bid. But that's not the alleged conflict of interest Government Accountability Board attorney Lester Pines wants the court to look at. Pines says Van Hollen violated ethics rules when he sued the board because he's representing the board in two separate lawsuits.
We've asked the court to stay this suit until this issue is resolved. I mean, the board should not have to be litigating against its own lawyers.
Speaking yesterday on Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network, Van Hollen downplayed any talk of a conflict, saying there's nothing partisan about trying to eliminate voter fraud, and that as the state's top law enforcement official, the Government Accountability Board forced his hand.
It's unfortunate that that has to occur in this case, but as long as the Government Accountability Board refuses to follow the law, I really feel like I have no choice.
If the court grants a stay, that would slow this case down, possibly to the point where it's irrelevant. Van Hollen will ask the court to do just the opposite. He wants the judge to immediately force clerks to check the identities of as many as a million voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.